Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One. My name is Alan Stanford.
And welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. Now, to say the least of him, and like many a politician, Polonius loves the sound of his own voice. He becomes obsessed with an idea and worries at it like a little dog.
My liege and madam, to expostulate what majesty should be, what duty is, why day is day, night, night, and time is time. We're nothing but to waste night, day, and time. Therefore, since brevity is the soul of wit, and tediousness the limbs, and outward flourishes, I will be brief. Your noble son is mad. What call I it? For to define true madness, what is't but to be nothing else but mad? But let that go.
More matter with less art.
And you can hardly blame Gertrude for saying that. Polonius, as I say, worries at an idea like a dog with a bone.
Madam, I swear I use no art at all. That he is mad, tis true, tis pity. And pity tis true, a foolish figure. But farewell it, for I will use no art. Mad let us grant him then, and now remains that we find out the cause of this effect, or rather say, the cause of this defect. For this effect defective comes by cause. Thus it remains, and the remainder thus, perpend. I have a daughter, have while she is mine, who, in her duty and obedience mark, hath given me this. Now gather and surmise.
And this is not a very pleasant prospect for Ophelia. Not really, because her love letters from Hamlet are now going to be read out in front of the king and queen. A very unfair position for the girl to be put in, and a very unfair way for her father to behave. But Polonius, as we pointed out, is not exactly the best of fathers.
Doubt thou the stars are fire, doubt that the sun doth move, doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love. O dear Ophelia, I am ill these numbers. I have no art to reckon my groans, but that I love thee best, O most best, believe it, adieu. Dine evermore, most dear lady, whilst this machine is to him, Hamlet. This in obedience hath my daughter shown me.
But how hath she received his love?
What do you think of me?
As of a man faithful and honourable.
I would fain prove so. But what might you think, if I had played the desk or table book, or looked upon this love with idle sight? What might you think? No, I went round to work, and young mistress, thus I did bespeak. Lord Hamlet is a prince, out of thy star. This must not be. And then I precepts gave her, that she should lock herself from his resort, admit no messengers, receive no tokens. Which done, she took the fruits of my advice, and he repulsed, a short tale to make, fell into sadness, then into a fast, thence to a watch, thence into a weakness, thence to a lightness, and by this declension, into the madness wherein now he raves, and all we mourn for.
Put simply, Polonius has looked at the evidence and has used it to fit into the solution he has already decided upon. He may be a good prime minister, but he's certainly not a very good detective. And now let's thank Paul Harkin, Aina Ryan, and Joyce O'Donovan for reading those extracts.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.